Was mal nicht. Ganz hatte ich. Den Wein. Ja. Meine Tisch. Ich will das Tisch. Das ist der Lern, der. Da tut sich ein Lob. Den ich da. Anda tak tu kecil lop, kalau teri siapa, anda gunis sung siapa, teh ngada teri yang teri cik teh kalau tak tu gunis saya sungguh tu teri sungsi, tiang teka susu dah terus dah melayu sari, teri kasih yang ni, dah ada ni anda siapa di teri anda chandri lop, chandri.
With respect to the blessing of release upon placement or upon touch that I'm going to be given today, there is a tantra called the Tantra of Release upon Touch, and there are various revelations of it, and the one I'm using today is that of
Changder.
The meaning of this is that a special blessing comes through being touched on the head with the book that has written in it the Dharani or retention mantra of this practice.
So that didn't again the
One who receives this probably has to be someone who has achieved initiation of highest yoga mantra. So for those among you who have received the initiation of in connection with the Gunsan Lama Shelong, then you're fully qualified, right? Then you have the proper
initiation.
For those people who have achieved this initiation, which stems from the fifth Dalai Lama, then you have exactly the right one. But then for those who don't have that, you definitely do need to have any sort of initiation of highest yoga tantra. And with respect to the Lama who gives the blessing, it should be someone who has a high realization. The blessing enters into the student by way of the living Lama who has high experience. Enters into the mental continuum of the student. Has to be something that's generated in the mental continuum of the student through being transmitted from the high realization of the Lama. But such situations are very rare, right?
Uh,
From my point of view, I have interest and faith in this practice, in this path. And I'm practicing it. But realization is difficult, right? Now, in the old translation school of Nyingma, a series of nine vehicles is presented. Then, with respect to the sutra systems, there are three: the vehicles of the hearers, solitary realizers, and bodhisattvas. And then there are the three outer tantras and the three inner tantras, making six tantric vehicles. And among these nine, the vehicle of the great completeness or great perfection, the Ati Yoga, is the supreme of all of the vehicles. The lower systems, these lower vehicles, are all said to be systems of tenets of more ordinary mind. If you divide mind, if you make a division between basic mind and consciousness, say, these would be systems of tenets practiced through consciousness. Whereas in this Ati Yoga, the supreme of all of the vehicles, the great completeness, one is using the basic mind as the path. Within all of us is a self-subsisting innate basic mind, basic knowledge, and this has to be brought out in all of its nakedness and used in the path, and thus this is a vehicle that is devoid of exertion. Now, all of this special vocabulary has special potencies and implications. When it's said that it's a vehicle without exertion, it doesn't mean that it's without any sort of exertion at all in general. It would be unsuitable for you just to remain sleeping or lying down, doing nothing, not making any exertion. This usage of the basic mind as the path itself indeed has a distinctive feature. The taking of the basic mind itself alone as the path has a great distinctive feature. As I said yesterday, all of the different systems of practice of highest yoga tantra have as their basic thought or their basic procedure the fundamental innate mind of clear light, as I was mentioning yesterday. All of the basic phenomena of the phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana are the sport of this basic innate, of a fundamental innate mind of clear light. Thus, this mind of clear light is the basis of everything. Now, for the purification of these impure appearances, the only means one has to purify these is this fundamental innate mind of clear light itself also. And then at the time of the fruit, at the time of the result in Buddhahood also, it is the state of the fundamental innate mind of clear lights being devoid of all defilements. So this is true of all of the presentations of highest yoga tantra. Now what's needed is for all of these phenomena of dualistic and conceptual elaborations to disappear or vanish into the great sphere of reality. Now indeed, when the fundamental innate mind of clear light is manifested, all of the coarser levels vanish into it or dissolve, cease, these being even the mind of radiant white appearance, the mind of orange or red increase, and the minds of black near attainment. All of these coarser levels dissolve. However, when these naturally dissolve, for instance in death, we have no ability to remain in that fundamental innate mind of clear light. And due to this, after that period, the phenomena of dualistic and conceptual elaboration appear from it. In the root text of the Guhya Samaja Tantra, there is an explanation of a forward process of the dissolving of these four empties or four appearances, the minds of radiant white, red, and black appearances, into the all-empty mind of clear light, and an explanation of a backwards process of appearance from the mind of clear light of these coarser levels of consciousness and objects. So then, with respect to the great completeness, how is one going to use this basic mind as the path now?
라지 남바르시바 컨디질레 이나야 외세기 캡데 요샤베
Now it's said that no matter what the consciousness, no matter what the consciousness is, the clear light of the basic mind pervades it.
For
instance, ice, even though it's very solid, does not pass beyond the nature of water. In the same way, no matter how gross, coarse, or tough conceptions are, these conceptual consciousnesses appear from the sphere of the basic mind and dissolve into the sphere of the basic mind.
So today, in this one, what do you think this is? We say that the Shiva Tamja Lalia, Tindula, Tindula, Nungi Kaini Kabdiwa, Tindu Nungi Kabdiwa, and Shiva Tadala, we say that Kabdiwa is only.
Therefore, since this is the case, Dodrugen says that just as oil pervades the whole of a sesame seed, so the clear light pervades all of consciousness. Therefore, even at a time of the manifestation of the coarser levels of the six consciousnesses, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mental consciousness, it is possible to identify through through the force of blessings and of quintessential instructions this clear light that pervades them, a subtle factor of clear light that pervades them. It is in terms of this that a profound distinctive feature of the great completeness system comes. In other words, without having to wait until the time of ceasing all of the coarser levels of consciousness so that the subtle innate mind of clear light can appear or manifest, rather than that, within the production of the coarse levels of consciousness, one identifies a subtle factor of clear light that pervades these, and through paying more and more attention to that factor, the collections of conceptuality diminish and diminish and diminish, finally leaving just the mind of clear light. The most difficult thing is to make the distinction between sem and rikpa, or mind and basic mind. It's easy to speak of it, to use the words to say that basic mind is something that from beginningless time is non-mistaken. Whereas mind and that mind is something that is polluted with mistaken conceptuality. It's easy to say, but in terms of actual experience in your own continuum, it's another matter.
Therefore, Do
Drupchen says, although one might fancy that one is meditating on the basic mind, one is actually, in fact, doing something that's no different from the non-Buddhist meditators who are merely concentrating on the clear and cognitive nature of the mind. Says there's a great danger in making this mistake. Thus, what one has to do is to bring out or to bring forth the practice of basic mind in its own naked state and meditate within that. When one gains such when one gains this type of view, when one gains this type of practice, it's not necessary to search for meditation as something outside of it. It's not necessary to search for or to find some sort of behavior outside of this. Thus, one is able to, this is difficult to translate, one is able to place our
mountain.
One is able to set the view like a mountain, one's view like a mountain, establish, found. And one's meditation is set, is founded like an ocean, in that no matter how many waves there are in an ocean, the ocean itself just remains firm. When one is able actually to identify this basic knowledge to get to that level, then just as light rays accompany light, so accompanying this basic knowledge or basic mind is a fundamental mindfulness. At this time, one doesn't need a mindfulness that arises from exertion, from activity.
Any Java Lang Dog Rizian Shangari. Satin Day in Lusane, Java Nawa Joksha.
And then the third one is that one's behavior is founded in appearance. This is because when one has the when one has experience of the fundamental mind, then whatever objects appear, one isn't caught in those objects but remains within the context of the basic mind. Thus, it isn't necessary to engage in the stoppage of such and such type of thought or the achievement of such and such type of thought. One doesn't have hopes and fears. Those are the distinctive features of this system.
That is
In the Nyingma text, the lineages are referred to in three ways. One is the distant lineage, which is the lineage from India. And the closer lineage is that of the revealed text. These revealed texts or buried texts are ones that the great master Padmasambhava at his time in Tibet understood would be needed at future times by specific trainees later on in Tibet. And thus, due to the, and it is by the force of the karma of the person who reveals the text, takes it out of the ground, and by the force of blessings that these texts come to be revealed or taken out at the appropriate time. Now, because they are they were specifically aimed at specific persons at specific times by Padmasambhava. They contain a direct blessing from Padmasambhava. And the profound lineage is that which occurs in pure visionary experience. Within visionary experience, there are those that appear. Those that arise on a perhaps lower level of experience than the nyamla shavata. Then those that appear to more exalted consciousness. And then those that actually appear to sense consciousnesses. That's being explained here is within the third category, those that come by way of pure visionary experience. And within the three levels of that, the pure visionary appearances that actually occur to sense consciousnesses.
咋写呢？咋念了？这样可是的。在这样的有些里啊，就算了。这样的大致的那方面的啊，知道吗？
In terms of the substances used in the ceremony, there is the book of the blessing of release upon touch. If we had enough time, one would take out the book and read it. And then there's a rainbow crystal.
That diggy. That's what we. Can that talk? Sing a tire quality, a tea that has a jashing to get better. Transition, that did transition. Can that you don't call the shame we are
in the practice of the great completeness system? A rainbow crystal is used as a symbol to cause understanding about the empty basic mind. And there is a system of practice that puts above the rainbow crystal a peacock feather. In this way, the rainbow crystal mainly symbolizes the practice of breakthrough, and the peacock feather mainly symbolizes the practice of leap over. So I don't need to explain about the mudras. Then there's the bell and vajra.
There's no other, you see, instrument except dorji and tribu. That is a catch and worry. Dorji and top downs, tribu and share of this.
So now the meaning of the vajra and the bell are very important. The vajra symbolizes method, and the bell symbolizes wisdom. And the two of them together symbolizes the ultimate mind of enlightenment, which is the undifferentiable bliss and emptiness. Now, there are many different levels in the method in method and wisdom. There's the method and wisdom of the sutra system. There's the method and wisdom at the level of the three lower tantras. There's the method and wisdom at the level of highest yoga tantra. Within that, first level, second level, third level, there's method and wisdom in terms of the class of appearances, method and wisdom in terms of the class of emptiness, many different levels. And the instruments are used within being mindful of their meanings. Otherwise, the ringing of bell would only be for waking up those who are sleeping, right? So I could then use the bell to wake you up and use the vajra to wake myself up.
Oh, yeah, that.
So now if you ask, what is the sort of imagination that you have to do? What one is doing is generating or imagining oneself as a deity.
And then
in the Maha Yoga, Anu Yoga, and Ati Yoga systems, however, there are different ways of imagining oneself as a deity.
And
in this system, in this system of Ati Yoga, the great completeness, this is not a matter of gradually building up the imagination of the deity, such as by using a hand symbol or a syllable, hand symbol, and so forth, but of immediately appearing in the full form of the deity. So now we should imagine in front of ourselves the natural form of the
Lama Rinzin,
of the Buddhas of all time in the aspect,
Kundo Karbo.
In the aspect of Lama Rinzin,
Kundo Karbo.
Of white in color, holding Vajra and Bell. And having the hair wound on top of the head. Having all of the bone ornaments and so forth. The right leg is stretched out and the left leg is bent inwards.
Oh yeah.
Bent. Having a nature of light. And bringing about the welfare of sentient beings throughout all sorts of pure and impure realms. Having the rays of light of all goodness. Emanating continuously.
Infinitely.
Infinitely. So first of all, meditate this. Then the seven branch service together with the offering of mandala, and it would be good if we recited this together. We'll do it in the form. For those who don't know the Nyingma text of the lineage from India that we're going to do, You can remain having great respect for the Lama Rinzen who is before you, of doing the other branches of the service, Then the recitation of the offering of mandala. Yeah.
dang, gurur, nam, nam.